Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 272 for Thursday, February the 18th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market bounced around both sides of unchanged in choppy trading Thursday before ending slightly lower. Canola was anywhere from 60 cents to $5 below unchanged, with the March contract checking in at $464.10 a ton. That's down 60 cents, while the May contract was at $469.20 a ton. That's down $3.30. A lack of buying pushed down Malaysian palm oil, which contributed to the declines in canola. European rapeseed futures, crude oil, Chicago soy oil, and soybeans were also lower. The looming South American soybean crop cast a bearish tone over the market. Traders were rolling their positions out of the expiring March contract into the May one. However, slight weakness in the Canadian dollar made canola more attractive to outside buyers, which lends support to prices. Steady commercial buying also helped prop up canola. Rain in Brazil is expected to delay the harvest somewhat. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn, wheat, and soybeans were all lower. Corn was down a cent, with the most active March contract coming in at $3.66 a bushel. The growing inventory of U.S. corn mixed with a lack of demand to cause worries for investors. Cheaper supplies can be had from countries in the Black Sea region and South America. The corn market also lacks fundamental news. Soybeans were down 1 to 2 cents with the March contract checking in at $8.80 a bushel. Soybeans were pressured by rain in both Argentina and Brazil, which is expected to help the crops there, which at times have been suffering from excess dryness. There were also ideas that values were overbought after prices hit a 2-week high yesterday. South America's large soybean crop should be available fairly soon. Wheat was 5 to 6 cents weaker with the March contract at $4.62 a bushel. A lack of demand for U.S. wheat offset recent optimism in global financial markets. Forecasts for warmer weather in the U.S. Southern Plains was supportive, though, as crop yields could go down if the plants emerge from their dormant phase prematurely. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, February the 18th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.